Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Legislators' agreement to hold Old Growth hearing ends 52-day hunger strike by forest activists. On Thanksgiving Eve, forest activist Susan Maloney ended her 52-day hunger strike after lawmakers agreed to convene a hearing on the continuing harvest of old-growth trees in California. Maloney, 40, began her fast on the Capitol steps on October 7th to protest what she said was Governor Gray Davis's refusal to uphold a 1998 campaign promise to spare the state's dwindling ancient trees. "It is indeed sad we have to do these kinds of things to get attention," Maloney said Monday. The governor refused to be budged by this one-woman protest, saying through a spokesperson that those remarks from the 1998 election stump speech have been misconstrued by Maloney in the media and that he was in fact saved plenty of old trees. "Public policy is not made by refusing to eat," said Steve Maviglio, Davis's spokesperson. "This kind of thing is a publicity stunt, not an effort for meaningful change." So they remained at loggerheads last Monday on the cusp of a holiday known for feasting, not fasting. Maloney, the hunger striker who thinks every tree older than the state's founding in 1850 should be spared the chainsaw, and Davis, the governor, whose foes say only big contributions get big results. Davis did not back down under pressure, but Maloney agreed to halt her hunger strike, which caused her weight to drop more than 20 pounds when two top lawmakers pledged to hold a hearing on the issue in January. "I'm willing to give my life for the forest," Maloney said, "but I'm not willing to give my life for a governor who refuses to keep an important promise." Maloney, who said she has subsisted on a mix of water, herbal tea, broth, and juice, plans to resume her strict vegan diet very slowly so her digestive system has time to restart. Her first meal? Fresh diced papaya. "I'm looking forward to regaining my strength so we can continue this struggle," Maloney said from outside the Capitol before returning home to Garberville in Humboldt County, California for the holidays. "Governor Davis has not seen the last of me." Steve Maviglio, a Davis spokesperson, said the governor was pleased that Maloney had ended the strike and appreciated her passion for what she believes in. Maviglio said Davis looks forward to engaging in a dialogue with her and state lawmakers on how to best preserve old growth. State Senate President Pro Tem John Burton, a Democrat from San Francisco, made the pitch for a legislative hearing intended to push the Davis administration towards more stringent limits on old-growth harvests. "Old-growth trees are part of California's heritage, part of our rich history," Burton said in a letter to Senator Sheila Kuehl, a Santa Monica Democrat who agreed to be chairwoman of a special hearing with the Natural Resources Committee, which she heads. "It's refreshing to know we have allies like this in the Capitol," Maloney said. She was joined last week in her hunger strike by Julia Butterfly Hill, the tree sitter whose two-year vigil in the branches of a redwood tree, Luna, ended in 1999. Hill said she welcomed a hearing also. As for the governor, she said, this does not even remotely let him off the hook. Davis played a key role in the state's 1999 purchase of the Headwaters Grove in Humboldt County, sparing 7,400 acres of ancient forest. On Davis's watch, the state has also altered logging rules to require an environmental review before old-growth trees are cut, Maviglio said, and purchased more than 30,000 acres of second- and third-generation forest in Del Norte and Mendocino counties. Maloney says Davis's pledge was unequivocal and that an estimated 7 million old-growth redwood, Douglas fir, and other marketable trees remain in peril around the state. As executive director for the Campaign for Old Growth, Maloney is continuing to push for a statewide ban on cutting trees older than the state, which was submitted to the union in 1850. The group sought a statewide vote on the issue but failed to get a measure into this month's ballot. Now the organization hopes to qualify its proposal for the March 2004 ballot or win approval in the legislature. Cars are considered antiques at 20 years. Homes can be registered as historic landmarks at 50, Maloney said, yet a tree that is 150 years old can be cut and holds no historical value. This story by Eric Bailey of the Los Angeles Times. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come and buy,